Ladies and gentlemen, you are now entering the catacombs of Paris. They extend for miles beneath the city and were originally used as stone quarries. The stone was used to build many of the houses above us. At Montmartre, where they extracted gypsum, there were so many quarries that people said, and still say, that there is more of Montmartre in Paris than there is of Paris in Montmartre. Over there, you can see some carvings on the wall done by the quarry workers. They often seem to have carved figures and decorations in their spare time. And now we have the gruesome bit you have all been waiting for. Just through here begins the ossuary. There are literally millions of skeletons here. Many of them have been carefully arranged. As you can see, there are rows of femurs, rows of tibias, all the large bones, with the skulls carefully placed for decorative effect. I think the smaller bones were just thrown in behind. Macabre, you might think, but very practical too. In the 18th century, all the graveyards of the city were full. They were often higher than ground level, with people buried in them, two or three on top of each other. In the end, it became a health problem, and it was decided to empty all the cemeteries and to put the bones down here. That way, they cleaned up the city and created a tourist attraction at the same time.